We buy more, but we enjoy it less. We have bigger houses, but smaller hearts. We have more conveniences, but less time. We have multiplied our possessions, but we have reduced our values. We have learned how to make a living, but we haven't learned how to make a life.
Welcome to Treasure Truth with Pastor and author James Ford Jr., Senior Pastor of the Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you're with us. And Pastor, just hearing that little snippet of the sermon right there just is almost convicting, because I think about the, I guess, area in which I live and the lifestyle that my wife and I are able to enjoy. And then we travel to another part of the world where, by our standards, we're not rich, but by their standards, we are. Wow. And you see the joy that other people have with seemingly so little. And every time we come back from a trip like that and we take a look at what we have, we're convicted and reminded of just how sometimes our priorities can get so out of whack.
They can, especially where we live here in the U.S.
Yeah.
And Jesus said it best. He said, life does not consist in the abundance of the things that we own. And most of the time, our problem is not that we own things, it's that our things own us.
Yeah.
And we need to realize that, the Bible tells us that we ought to lay up for ourselves treasures in heaven. That is, you can't take it with you, but you sure can send it on ahead.
Yeah.
That when you give to God, it's an investment in the kingdom of God. Like this radio station. You know, those who give during share,
yeah,
they're actually investing. Will they ever draw a dividend? I don't know about here, but I do know hereafter they will, because God will reward them. He gave us the money.
Sure.
This is paradoxical. He gave us the money. We are stewards. So everything we have belongs to God by ownership, ours by stewardship. Yet if we're good stewards, he's going to reward us for being good stewards of all that he's given us. And I think there are six areas. Most people say three. I say six. Hmm. Time, talent, treasure, thought, talk, and truth.
Hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. We hear those first three all the time. Mm-hmm. But those last three, I have to admit, I'm not sure I've heard much talk about
the Bible say
stewardship.
Yeah. We shall give an account for every idle word. That
right.
word literally means words that do not edify or build people up.
Yeah.
And then Paul said, we are the pillars of the ground of the truth. That is, the church is responsible for the truth.
Yeah, guarding
you
the
know?
Truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could spend the rest of the time probably talking about that, but we got to get into God's Word right now. We're in Luke 12 and Matthew 6 today as we continue a message called God's Pleasure in Your Treasure. Here is Pastor Ford.
I came to tell you the kingdom is more than red bottom shoes and Gucci purses and wallets and Benzes and Benjamins and Bugattis. See, the problem is some people have to have something to be something. Yeah, what do you mean? I already said it. That there are some people who determine their self-worth by their net worth, by the clothes that they have on and the label on their clothes. I know y'all don't believe that. By the kind of car they drive, by the house they live in. And the kingdom isn't about that. It's not about that. It's about serving Jesus Christ. Some of it don't make sense anyway. Or striving for the gold and the glitz and the glamour. You say, why not, Pastor Ford? Because you have a $50 hat on a nickel head. That's why. It just don't make sense that your child has $200 Jordans, but they're sleeping on an air mattress. It don't make sense that you drive a Mercedes and have a Link car. It don't make sense to have a Land Rover and a landlord. No, you ought to have a Land Rover and a mortgage note. Mama used to say it this way. She said, some folk, look, they driving a Cadillac, but they cooking on the motor and they sleeping in the trunk. They have champagne taste on beer money. Yeah, it don't make sense. Yeah, it doesn't make sense that your car note costs more than your rent? I'm gonna leave y'all. I mean, people, not anybody here, but you know there are people who buy what they want and borrow what they need. I remember I was talking to this guy, and my rule is this: I'll buy you food, I'm not giving you money. I'll buy you food, you're hungry. You say you want a ride, they don't want a ride. All you have to do is, look, believe me, I do it almost every time. I'm trying to get the song, so I take you. Oh, well, see, I ain't going straight. Well, if you're going on the bus, you're going straight. I'll take you. Where you want to go? Oh, you ain't got time to mess with me. I know I ain't got time to mess with you, but you ain't going nowhere. You out here every day. I see you. So anyway, here's what he told me. Here's what he told me, Elder Jones. I said, you know, I don't give people money if they have alcohol or if they've been using drugs. That's poor stewardship. You know, the Bible says you put your money in good soil. That's not good soil. So even though they need help, I'm not giving them help. I don't care if they really need it. Because you got alcohol or you know, and of course, I used to sell the stuff. So, you know, I can look at you and tell when you're on it, you know. You look, I ain't on it. What are them little burn marks on your, what you got them little holes in your shirt from? Look at that. All the reefer smokers are smiling because they know the seeds pop. And they get on your clothes, and you get holes in your clothes. That you get down, because you got to get down on it. You get it all down before you take the roaches and put them in the blunt. Say, how you know so much about that? Somebody told me about it. I Googled it. Yeah, I Googled it. That's a good one. I Googled it. And so I said, no, I'm not giving you the money because you have alcohol on your breath. I just tell them. You don't say, I don't lie, you know? No, I'm not giving you money because you have alcohol in your breath. Oh, well, you know, my boys brought me a drink. Well, why don't you ask them to buy you some food? Why would you ask me for the food and take the drinks from them and they gave you the money? You know what he told me? He said, oh, come on, man. You know they ain't going to buy me no food. I said, and neither am I. Not doing it. And so we do it all the time. You know, there are people who have more gold in their mouth than they have money in the bank. Okay, let me move on. Now, I'm not saying you can't have money. I'm not throwing out the baby with the bath water. I tell you all the time, God says the poor, you have what you always, but he never said I had to be one of them. You can have money as long as your money doesn't have you. That's what this is all about. This is a man, the money had him. I know you're tired of me saying it, but I never get tired of saying it. Say what? We buy things we don't need with money we don't have to amass bills we can't pay to impress people we don't like. Now, come on, somebody tell me, what's wrong with trying to keep up with the Joneses? That's right, because every time you catch them, they refinance. And so here he says, no. Don't let money be your master. Let Jesus be your master. Why? Because we spend more, but we have less. Help me, somebody. That we buy more, but we enjoy it less. We have bigger houses, but smaller hearts. We have more conveniences, but less time. We have multiplied our possessions, but we have reduced our values. We have learned how to make a living, but we haven't learned how to make a life. We've done larger things, but we haven't done better things. We've added years to our life, but not life to our years. We have higher incomes, but lower morals. These are times of steep profits and shallow relationships. Getting so bad that Chuck Swindoll said he was walking down the street in California and looked in the pawn shop and saw a sign that said, wedding rings for rent. And so these are the days of fancier houses but broken homes. It's a time where there's much in the shop window, but nothing in the storage bin. That's why. So your perspective must change. Here it is, secondly. Your passion must be the catalyst. He says, but seek. Let me stop there. The word seek means to pursue something passionately. It's an intense desire that drives you. You want it so bad, you know, just wanting and wanting and wanting and wanting. You want it so bad, you'll do anything to get it. You want it so bad, you will make a way out of no way to get this thing that you're seeking. That's what the word means. Now, all my ex-crackheads know what I'm talking about. And we've heard testimony after testimony. A brother Otis testifies all the time. He'd do anything to get that crack. Anything. You know what I mean. You can't pay rent, but you got the car you wanted. You don't have food, but you get them drugs. You got bad credit, but that ain't stop you from getting a cell phone in your dead mama's name or in your child's name. Can't find tithe money, yeah, but you sure get your hair did every week. That Manny and Petty too. Luke 12:34 says this. Where your treasure is, he says it here too. He says, listen, let me tell you something. Luke 12:34. Where your treasure is, there your heart is. Now, I don't know if you're like me. When I read it, here's the first thing I thought. I wouldn't have wrote it that way. I would have wrote it, where your heart is, there your treasure is also. I think, you know, my heart, you know, my heart's what I love, right? No, Jesus said, don't fool yourself.
I think many of us, like Pastor Ford, would be a little surprised, but I think as we come back in just a moment, we're going to see how, if we want to change our hearts, all we have to do is start changing where we put our treasure. Our message is called God's Pleasure and Your Treasure, and as I mentioned, we'll continue this in just a moment. If you ever miss a broadcast or you want to go back and listen to something again, come to our website. It's treasuretruthradio.org. And if you just want to find out more about Pastor Ford and this ministry, I'd encourage you to come to the website and look for the Stay Connected bar. There you're going to find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter feed, and a link that will allow you to download the Moody Radio app. That's at treasuretruthradio.org. Once again, here's Pastor Ford.
Here's what he's saying. He's saying, you tell me where you put your money, and I'll tell you who and what you love every time. Oh, that's it. I left it back in the office, but I was looking at my checkbook. I get 30 checks in one checkbook. And when I looked at it, I said, oh, wow, look at this. This is really something. That 22 out of 30 checks in my checkbook belong to Christ Bible Church and the organizations that we support on a regular. That's the first entry of every 22 checks go out to the work of the Lord in my checkbook before any bill is paid. Now you say, why you say that? Because I just want you to know where my treasure is, there my heart. Here it is, let me just bottom line it. Show me your checkbook and I'll tell you who you love. I love Jesus, show me your checkbook. Show me what you do with your time, your talent, your treasure, the truth, your thoughts, your talk, and I'll tell you who and what you love. Because you love who you talk about. You don't ever talk about Jesus, you don't love him. Period. And so what do I do? One person told me, hey, I like the way you talk about your wife. You're always talking about your wife. Why? Well, I always talk about my wife because I love my wife. I always talk about my wife because I think my wife is pretty. I think my wife is gorgeous. I think my wife is the best looking woman in the world. Amen. So I tell her all the time and I tell everybody else all the time. She's my caramel mocha latte. She's hot, yellow, sweet, and smoking. Because who you love, you talk about. And so he says here, look. Show me. You know, I usually do this, and I said, I'm not going to do it. I did it too many times, so I just tell you what I do. I used to take a $100 bill, put it in my hand, and ball it up, and I call somebody. I say, get this out of my hand. And I don't care how big they are. They ain't getting that. Yeah, not just because it's an illustration either. They're not getting it. Then I say, take $100 bill out of your pocket and put it in my hand. But it can't go. Why? Because they can't take anything out, but they can't put anything in. See, we're supposed to be open-handed with God. so that he could take out what he wants and he could put in what he wants. See, he took out of his hand $200 worth of junk and put in his hand $800 worth of junk. I'm still thinking about that because we got a washer and dryer over there now, and when it get bad, I'm pulling my truck up. Amen. I'm going to the junkyard. Yeah. And so what's going on here? Let me tell you a true story. It's a true story. I'm with this brother. I've shared with you before about him. He's a giver. He's a giver. And I mean, he's a giver giver. And so he was working on our church. And we developed a relationship. And I said to him, any churches ever stiff you? He said, why, y'all thinking about it? I said, no, we're not thinking about stiffing you, man. And I just told him, I said, you done already put over $100,000 of your own money in here. How are we going to stiff you? And I said, no, I want to know. You do churches, and this is what you like to do. Do any of them ever stiff? He said, yeah, I got stiffed for $15,000, church that not three blocks from your house. I said, really? I said, what did you do? He said, I didn't do anything. I said, what do you mean you didn't do anything? He said, I didn't do anything. Why? Because I love Jesus. So what am I going to do, Pastor Ford? Am I going to sue him when 1 Corinthians 6 says you should not sue another believer? Am I going to go complain and cajole them about God's money because it's not mine? And I'm saying to myself, man, this man crazy. Somebody owe me $15,000. You better give me my money. As a matter of fact, if you owe me $500, if you owe me $5, it's my money, and I want it now. I said, so what'd you do? He said, nothing, because it's God's, not mine. I said, wow. So he said, he was taking me to Maggiano's because I had never eaten there before. So he told me this on the way down. So we get there, and a bag lady approaches us. She's got a cart. She's got all her stuff in it. She's homeless. She walks up to us. She said, gentlemen, sirs, listen, I don't do drugs. I don't drink. My husband was on drugs, lost his job, lost everything. I never worked. And so we lost everything. I don't even know where he is now. I'm staying at the Y. I need $15 to stay at the Y for a week. The man I'm with pulls out five crisp, brand new $100 bills and gives it to the lady. I ain't say nothing. I just looked. We go into Maggiano's. I say, man, you just gave that lady $500. He said, well, this morning I was at the bank, and the Lord told me to take out $500. He wanted me to give it to somebody. I said, who, Lord? He said, you'll know when the person confronts you. I said, well, I don't drink. I don't do drugs. So I'm thinking, wow, this guy is phenomenal. This guy is like nobody I've never come across anybody like him, ever, in my Christian walk. So a couple weeks later, he calls me up. He said, come on over to the store. He owned the largest paint store in the Midwest at that time. I went over to the paint store. He said, look at this. He showed me a check for $22,000. I said, whoa, man, where did this come from? He said, remember the church I told you about? I said, yeah. He said, they paid me. He called me a couple of days ago and said, come, hey, preacher, we ain't have no rest, no peace. You got to come get this money. I got a check for you. He said, I went there and got the check. And I said, but that check is for $22,000. You told me they owe you $15,000. He said, yeah, let me finish. I said, well, what'd he say? He said, they gave me $1,000 for every year I had to wait for them to pay me my money. 7 years, 15 and 7, 22,000. And this is what he said. I'll never forget it, Brother Ben. He said, I'm going to tell you something. That's what happens when you love Jesus. That's what happens when you seek him. That's what happens when he's your passion and you the paper is not your passion. He's your passion. When that happens, you know what? And he said this to me. He said, you know something, Pastor Ford? I said, what? He said, I believe if I would not have been obedient with that $500, I never would have got this $22,000. I said, well, look, I'm inclined to agree with anything and everything you say. But here it is. What's he saying? He is my passion. Man, is Christ your passion? Because if he is, then you let him worry about your paper. I'm telling you the truth. So your perspective must change. Your passion must be the context. Notice this. Your priority must be Christ. It says, seek ye fourth. Seek ye third. Seek ye second. Seek ye first the kingdom, protos, the kingdom of God. It means it must be a priority. Christ has to be our priority. Now, there are five firsts in Matthew. Here's the first in Matthew. Matthew 5:24 says, you come to church and you give your gift, but remember that a brother or sister has something against you. Go be reconciled. That's what Matthew 5:24 says. In other words, if there's a wall between you and your brother and sister, there's a ceiling between you and your God. The third first is in Matthew 7:5, where he says, you worried about getting the speck out of your brother's eye when you got a log in yours. In other words, he's saying too many of us are pointing things out in the light that we sneaking and doing in the night. Fourth one is binding before loosening. Matthew 12:28-29, he says, first, if you got to bind the strong man. In other words, if you're going to break into my house, you better have me bound. Amen. The fifth verse is Matthew 23:25, where he says, inside you are dead men's, outside your whitewashed sepulchers, inside your dead men's bones. He's saying, listen, that the inside is more important than the outside, because you can be clean on the outside, filthy on the inside. What proceedeth out of the heart defiles a person. But here's the second verse, the one we're looking at. Putting the spiritual before the material. In other words, don't confuse your physicality with your spirituality.
You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford, a message called God's Pleasure and Your Treasure. Really a helpful look at Luke chapter 12 and Matthew chapter 6 today. We're going to continue this teaching next time on the broadcast. If you want to make sure that you don't miss it, you can always come to our website right now. It's treasuretruthradio.org. Sign up to begin podcasting the program. That way you can listen whenever it fits your schedule. You know, there are a couple other ways to do that. First, you can come to the website and simply stream the program or download an MP3 for free. But you can also listen on the Moody Radio app. Now, not only can you listen to this program with Pastor Ford, but other Moody-produced programs and internet music stations. It really makes it convenient for you to listen on the go and as it fits your schedule. You can download the app by going to your favorite app store, like the iOS App Store or Google Play, and searching for Moody Radio. Or you can simply come to our website and we'll link you to it. Again, our website address is treasuretruthradio.org. Now, I want to mention that everything that we do here at Moody Radio and Treasure Truth is made possible because of your generosity. So if you appreciate the fact that you can turn the radio on and you can hear Pastor Ford just open up God's Word and share what he has for us each and every day, would you help us continue to produce this program and bring it to others? You can do that by becoming a regular giving partner. Come to our website, treasuretruthradio.org, click on the donate button, and there you can give an ongoing monthly gift or even a one-time gift. Just come to treasuretruthradio.org and click on donate. Well, thanks for doing that. Thanks also for listening today. And thanks to our producer, Amy Rios. For Pastor Ford, I'm Steve Hiller. Treasured Truth is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.